This podcast is going to go over the crucial six items that we look for, their service center looks for on each insurance declaration page that we receive. So if the question is, what needs to be on the insurance declaration page? The answer is in this episode. Number one, named insured. The borrower's name on the loan, or a name that is to be used if a name change has occurred, but have to have the named insured on the policy. Number two, the policy period. Must be effective dates that are relevant to cover exposure. So a date effective and a date expiration. Now, some policies have, they're 6 months, some are monthly, some are annually, some are continuous. But we have to look at the current policy period. Number three, policy number, the number used to identify the specific insurance policy in question. Number four, the coverages, comp and collision for vehicle or fire hazard dwelling, flood, wind for real estate. So what us as an insurance tracker are looking for vehicles is comprehensive and collision coverage. We are not looking at liability coverage for a borrower. That covers the legal requirements. We're looking for comp and collision to insure the collateral. Number five, the lien holder, making sure the financial institution is listed on the policy. And number six, the collateral description and the VIN number or the address for real estate. So those must be matching what's on the loan, identifying the collateral, and what is on the insurance document. So when we are processing insurance and our insurance center is looking at each individual document that comes in, those are the crucial six: named insured, policy period, policy number, coverages, lien holder, and collateral description and VIN number. So we hope this helped, and we appreciate you listening.